Hello, dear listeners. This is Keith Kaiser coming to you once again for Manna in the Morning. We're studying the Upper Room Ministry of Christ as found in the Gospel of John, chapter 16, and today our reading begins at verse 13. Howbeit, when He, the Spirit of truth, has come, He will guide you into all truth. For He shall not speak of Himself, but whatever He shall hear, that shall He speak, and He will show you things to come. He shall glorify Me, for He shall receive of Mine, and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father hath are Mine. Therefore said I, that He shall take of Mine, and shall show it unto you. The Lord Jesus speaks about the great work of the Holy Spirit. The Comforter would come, and He would indeed convict the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. But His ministry would not only be toward the world in testimony, it would also be toward the believers in bringing to their remembrance everything that the Lord Jesus had taught, as He said in John 14. And here He says, of guiding them into all truth. Just as the Lord Jesus is a master teacher, so is the Holy Spirit a master teacher. He would come and guide the disciples into all truth. And so the teaching was going to be ongoing. The apostles' doctrine was going to be the ministry of the Spirit, setting down for the saints for all time what God's teaching is. That closed, of course, at the end of the apostolic era. And now today we have the full revelation of God in the Bible. From Genesis through Revelation, everything we need to know about God, everything that pertains to life and godliness, all the principles we need to live life in this world for God, are to be found in God's holy word. But the Spirit would come and He wouldn't speak of Himself. That is, He wouldn't speak on His own authority. Now the Lord Jesus had said the same thing about Himself in John 14. He said, I've not spoken on Mine own authority. What I heard from My Father, that's what I've spoken. And the Holy Spirit was going to be the same. He wasn't going to speak on His own authority. He was going to speak whatever He heard from the Father and from the Son. What's more, He would glorify the Son, because He would take of the Son's things and He would give them unto the disciples. You know, the Son is rich. As the Spirit used His servant Paul in Ephesians to talk about the riches of His glory and the riches of His grace, the Son has tremendous riches. Hebrews 1 says He's the inheritor of all things. And so the Lord Jesus is immensely rich, like Abraham's servant of old, who went back to the land of Syria to get a bride for Isaac. He came and he took of his master's wealth, and he showed it there to the family of Rebekah, all of the beautiful things that the master's son had. And so the Spirit does the same for the believer. He shows us all the riches that we have in Christ Jesus. He shows us all the immense spiritual wealth that the Lord Jesus possesses. And that's what He speaks about. Now today, a lot of people talk a lot about the Holy Spirit, and they claim a lot of things about the Spirit that the Word of God just doesn't teach. They talk about the Spirit glorifying Himself, and they sing songs to the Spirit, and they pray to the Spirit. You won't find it, dear saints. You won't find people praying to the Holy Spirit in the New Testament. You won't find them singing hymns to Him. The glory is to go to the Son and to the Father. And the Spirit takes our worship and our prayers and makes them acceptable unto them. But He's interested, His ministry is in glorifying Christ, in taking His things and making much of them, in making much of the wealth of the Lord Jesus Christ. That is His mission and ministry. Anytime someone talks about the Spirit and doesn't talk about the Lord Jesus Christ, doesn't talk about the great work He's done, though they may say they have the baptism of the Spirit or the gifts of the Spirit, if their ministry doesn't lead you to Christ, if it doesn't uplift Him and talk of all His spiritual wealth, then it's not really of the Spirit. It's counterfeit. The Lord Jesus says, no, here the Spirit of truth would come and take of His, even the all things that were His, and would make them known unto these dear disciples.